You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest was most recently featured and interviewed in the new podcast from the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Welcome, Dwayne Mays. Hello, Dwayne.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. Would you please introduce yourself and your affiliations?
Yes, I'm with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, and specifically I am the director that oversees the public vocational rehabilitation program that exists within that department.
Great. And we're going to talk all about that. But first, let's hear a little bit about the podcast that you were featured on. It's a series from Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Can you tell us what it is and why you're doing it?
You bet. The commissioner is very clear that she wanted to improve our communication with the public. And it was a little over a year ago when the department created a communications team, and each division within the department was to send a representative. And so we have a cross communication among the divisions within the department. One of the issues that came up through this communication plan was developed is a podcast series. There were people that talked about that at that time. So we made a decision to implement a podcast series. And we just went live with that. I think it was a little over 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so we've had a handful of podcast sessions. The most recent one was myself as the division director talking about the public VR program, vocational rehabilitation. But we've had the AVTEC, Kathy LeCompte from the Alaska Vocational Technical Education Center down in Seward, she spoke. We had, and she spoke to the Alaska Maritime Education Consortium. We had somebody from the Alaska Occupational Health and Safety component within the department, and she spoke. So we're using this as a way to really communicate with the public, to get the word out in terms of what our programs and services look like within the department, as well as to celebrate some of the successes that we have had.
Who's the target audience for this podcast?
Well, I would say everyone from, in general, the public. You know, when I think about my role as a division director, you know, we want to reach out to people with disabilities. So there are Alaskans with disabilities, or there are Alaskans that are looking for employment and they may be wanting to reach out to the Division of Employment and Training, or we have our job centers and programs and services specific to training. So it really is everybody in the state.
And on the episode that featured yourself, your host was Jason Caputo. Is he the host for all of the episodes?
Yes, he's the gentleman that has been identified to do that, correct.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about him and his experience and his expertise in the area? Has he hosted a podcast ever before?
He's actually worked in radio. So, you know, we sent our representatives to this communications team, and he Jason works for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And so in their discussions around the podcast series, they found out that he actually worked in radio in the past. And so I think he's a natural. And when we heard the first podcast session that he did, we were just wowed by the fact that he was very cool, calm, and collected. So he's a natural.
I agree. He did a great job. I wanted to ask about any reactions from listeners so far. Has there been anything that stood out from them? Have they been providing you with good feedback?
Yes, I can speak to what Jason has told me that he has heard from members of the public that they really appreciate that. It does a better job of reaching a larger audience. And so I know that in my world, I've had several people already contact me, and they listened to that series that I did on vocational rehabilitation. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm feeling that we're doing a good job of casting our net wide to reach everyone in Alaska.
Well, let's shift to talking about your division, the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and what it does?
Well, the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation is a public VR program, and it's been in existence now for 101 years in this country. Obviously, not in this state, respectively, but it's a public VR program that every state has. And it's for individuals with disabilities that are looking for employment. So if they either are out of work and they want to look for work, or they may be working, but they're struggling because they've acquired a disability that's impacting their ability to get the job done. And so we have an eligibility requirement, and people can apply for services. And if found eligible, we can assist them in finding competitive and integrated employment, meaning that they can work alongside with someone else that's non-disabled in a competitive way. I know they're making minimum wage or more. So we provide sometimes for that individual, it may involve some training to develop additional skills so that they are much more competitive in going to work. So it's a public VR program, and we serve Alaskans with disabilities who desire to go to work.
In the interview that you gave for the podcast, you talked a lot about the very personal reasons why you got into this specific field. Did the folks who listen, including any member of your family, were they touched by that? How did they respond to what you shared?
Well, I don't know if my brother and sister know about it yet, because it was fresh, hot off the press as of last week. But I did hear from several people within the division, as well as some of our community partners, that they didn't know my personal story. And quite frankly, there's a lot of employees within the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation that are there because of some kind of personal experience. So for me, I grew up in a deaf household, and my mom and dad communicate through American Sign Language. So for me, my first language is ASL, American Sign Language. And my brother, older brother, myself, and my younger sister all went to the same college, and we all received our bachelor's and master's degree in vocational rehabilitation. And I just happened to marry a woman who also has the same kind of background, and actually worked for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation for about 32 years. So it really means a lot to me in terms of what I do, coming from a social services type of background, helping out my father, who also had a physical disability. There's a lot of people within our division that have their personal stories.
And you also talked about how to help people find out more about what sort of resources or help they may qualify for if they need it. And do you find that a lot of people have questions about that or are confused? Is the information accessible? And is that something that your department and your division is doing something about?
Yes, absolutely. Well, accessibility and, you know, reasonable accommodations, that is us. That is our world. We must be accessible to the community. You know, the pandemic has really had an impact on us in that our field offices are closed, but we're still open for business. We're just doing that virtually. And so we have been promoting and encouraging people to apply online. And whether if they don't have the technology and if they don't have the equipment, there's always the phone. So right now, we're doing everything online, virtually, using a variety of platforms, whether it be Zoom or Microsoft Teams. And in time, strategically, we will return to the office.
Does any part of your job or your department, your division's job, include doing outreach, like finding people who maybe can't, I don't know, who maybe are struggling to get online or just don't even know who to call or how to find the number?
Absolutely. There's a code that we kind of live by that we're always on 24/7. And I can't tell you how many times in my career where I might encounter somebody with a disability over the weekend and have a conversation with them and find out that they're really struggling and they're looking for employment. And because of who I am, I will then, you know, direct them to, you know, the right location, give them a phone number right now, today, you know, using a virtual platform. But we have this code that we live by, that we are always promoting our program, not just myself, but all staff that work for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation.
You mentioned that you've worked for the state for more than 40 years, and you've been involved in the field in other ways as well. And this year you've weathered a year in the pandemic. What do you see as the future of your programs as we start to kind of recover and reemerge from COVID-19?
Well, I actually believe that we play a significant role in helping the governor to get the economy to recover in serving people with disabilities. And so the governor has worked with the Department of Health and Social Services and Labor, providing support, allowing us to move forward with the creation of a task force so that we can look at all of our programs and services and policies that have to do with the employment of people with disabilities. What can we do to help the economy to recover? And so we just had a task force meeting this morning with all the relevant players within the state system, including our community partners and people with disabilities, our employer community. So we want to make sure that we craft a plan that the governor can then get behind and support in helping Alaskans with disabilities get back to work.
Well, Dwayne Mays, Division Director for Department of Labor, Workforce and Development, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and talking about your interview and sharing about the podcast. I just wanted to reintroduce you there as we're wrapping up. And I wanted to ask, how did you feel about being a part of the podcast? Did you have any hesitation at all to be interviewed and to share your personal story?
Not at all. I remember 26, 27 years ago, I've actually have taught as an adjunct professor through the University of Anchorage, Alaska, American Sign Language. And I remember that first semester just being paralyzed talking to the students. So I have shared my story. I've done outreach. So I'm very comfortable talking to the public, whether it's a radio interview or it's going on TV. It's something that I've learned to get comfortable with.
Was that your first time on a podcast?
It was, yeah. Now, I've done radio interviews that, you know, in a way, when I asked Jason, who leads that effort, what is a podcast, really? And he says, well, it's like radio. You go on radio and you get interviewed, kind of like what we're doing right now. And so I'm fascinated by it. I think it's really a great platform for the department to promote its programs and services.
Is there anything that's coming up on the podcast in the next couple episodes that you're excited about or that we should be listening out for?
Yes. You know, I just scratched the surface in sharing with you the we call it the Work Matters Employment Task Force. And we just had our first meeting this morning. And so I'm going to interview with Jason this coming Friday. And then probably within a few hours, we'll have it posted, but it will provide more detail specific to the task force and what our goals and objectives are.
Dwayne Mays, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity on behalf of the department and the commissioner. I appreciate it.
Yes, no problem. I appreciate you coming on the show today. Lots of luck with the podcast and all the work that you do and that your division does as well.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Take care.